Well, are you hungry? Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. You know, it happens to the best of us, right? I mean, it's this crazy, crazy phenomenon that occurs in all of our lives. You eat breakfast, and then strangely enough, a few hours later, you get hungry again. So you eat lunch, and then strangely enough, a few hours later, you get hungry again. And for some of us, it doesn't take a few hours, right? Well, you know, livestock are the same way, and they get hungry. And some of them get hangry, if you know what I mean. And a Snickers, you know, even though the commercials would tell you otherwise, the Snickers won't fix it for these girls, right? And it's kind of one of my favorite parts of the day is going out either on the gator or in the truck with a few buckets of feed and doing my famous, come on, real loud. And when they hear it, matter of fact, if I said that real loud all the way across the farm, if I yell, they're on the very back place, part of the place right now. But if I said that loud enough, I would be surrounded by cattle right now because they hear that and they know it's dinner time. That's just the way they are. Because we all get hungry. And when we're hungry, our appetite motivates us to do whatever we have to do and to go wherever we have to go to feed and to get fed, right? And that's the way cows are. When I come out with a new bale of hay to put in the hay rings, or four new bales of hay to put in the hay rings, they will surround me, and they just cannot wait to tear into that new bale of hay. When I come out with buckets of feed to the feed troughs and the feed lot, they will just about knock you down to get to those, to get to those feed troughs because they're hungry, and their appetite is motivating them, is driving them, is pushing them to do whatever they have to do to get to that feed. And now you can look at some of these girls and you can tell that they're not starving to death, but they're still hungry. Now, it kind of reminds me of something that the psalmist said in Psalm 42, verse 1, when he said, like the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for you, O God. Let me just ask you. We understand the concept of physical hunger. It's a natural process that God has created within us to be hungry. It's the way our body nourishes itself, right? We know when we need something because our body starts to growl a little bit and we know we're hungry. Maybe our spirit does the same thing. We just don't know how to listen. Let me just ask you today, are you hungry? Are you hungry for the things of God? Maybe we lack hunger. I don't know, maybe because we lack the Spirit. If you've never been hungry for the things of God, maybe that is because you've never begun a relationship with God Himself. And that can begin today by crying out to Him and saying, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know You sent Jesus to die for me and be buried for me and be resurrected for me. And I ask You to forgive me of my sin and be my Savior and make me Yours. For the rest of us who know Him, maybe today would be a good day to cry out to God and say, God, make me hungry. I want to pant and hunger and thirst for You so that my appetite for spiritual things will drive me and motivate me to do whatever I've got to do to be quenched spiritually. Hey, I love you, and I appreciate you joining me today on the tailgate. Do me a favor. Right under this video, there's a share button. Could you click that share button so everyone on your social media feed can see this video, but not just hear about tailgate talks, hear about LifeWord. LifeWord is sharing the gospel all around the world. And in any given day, a quarter of the world's population, about 2 billion people, can hear a gospel presentation through a LifeWord broadcast, making the name of Jesus famous in places that He's not yet heard. That's incredible. That's incredible. What a thing to get to be a part of. And you can be a part of that by helping us out in sharing the message of LifeWord today. Hey, I'm going to save a seat for you right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to save you a seat, you never know where we're going to drop the tailgate next time and have a chat, and I'm going to save you a seat. Until then, have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Love you.